Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If I had to think about what news stories matter the most to me, I think it's any stories that are talking about people's civil rights and the potential violations that are happening sort of across the board. So just leave
me alone. 98.7 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning here at 7:46 on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels arrested.
Two.
Kansas gas prices holding steady.
One.
Wichita police move to better protect animals. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got the Kansas Turnpike Authority telling us about some construction they've got going on right now. One of the exit lanes at the Hayesville Derby Plaza closed for construction. The other exit lane remains open. So that's at Derby. They've got the dedicated the K-Tag lane is closed there at Hayesville on the Kansas Turnpike. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 97 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 75. Friday, sunny and hot with a high of 97. Right now, partly cloudy. South wind at 7 miles per hour and 76 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. The chairman of the board of Papa John's has resigned.
Papa John's International putting out a statement saying the company has accepted the resignation of John Schnatter as chairman of the board. Schnatter under fire after admitting he used the N-word during a business call in May. He sent out an apology Wednesday saying, "News reports attributing the use of inappropriate and hurtful language to me during a media training session regarding race are true. Regardless of the context, I apologize. Simply stated, racism has no place in our society." Jill Nato, Fox News.
I'm going to speculate there, Ted. Sounds like he was doing this seminar and he said, "Here's a word you can't use," and then he said it. And he's resigning as chairman. So anyway, got to be careful. Got to be careful. The First Amendment is not absolute, Ted. Global stock indexes.
Well, he could say it.
He did. But and he's paying for it.
There are consequences.
Yeah. Global stock indexes sank yesterday. The Trump administration released a list of $200 billion in goods that could be hit with tariffs, and China said it would retaliate. So the S&P 500 lost over 19 points. The Dow dropped 219 points. NASDAQ fell 42.5 points. The U.S. is on a pace. Get this. Now, this, I didn't think this would ever happen in my lifetime, okay? The U.S. is on a pace to leapfrog both Saudi Arabia and Russia and reclaim the title of the world's biggest oil producers for the first time since the 1970s. The latest forecast from the U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts that U.S. output will grow next year to 11.8 million barrels a day. Saudi Arabia and Russia could spend that forecast, could upend that forecast by boosting their own production. And in the 70s, we had cars lined up waiting at gas pumps. The OPEC, there was an oil embargo. We went and we had 55-mile-an-hour speed limits. We put mandates on car makers. We did everything we could.
Yeah, and everybody hated that.
Everybody hated all that. But a lot of that has helped this happen. But, I just couldn't believe it. I once drove to Texas to visit in-laws and drove 55 miles an hour. That was tough. It didn't last long. You know, they took it off pretty quick, but wow. So we're
about to take 4.5 hours to drive to Kansas City.
Yeah. And now, of course, a lot of that has to do with the modern ways they're fracking and getting more oil out of the ground. Yeah. So, anyway. The U.S. drug...
And yet, when OPEC still shrinks its supplies, cost of oil goes up.
Yeah. U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has approved a rule change requiring drug makers to identify a legitimate need for opioids to justify their production in an attempt to rein in their diversion for illicit purposes. The DEA says the final rule sent for publication in the Federal Register will consider the extent to which a legally prescribed drug is diverted for abuse when the agency sets its annual opioid production limits. So EPA is trying to do something about this opioid epidemic we've been hearing about across the nation. 751, Steve and Ted, new construction in East Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita Office Park going to be expanding. Rick Hoffman of New Century Homes says he wants to put up two spec office buildings on the remaining lots of the landmark office park at 3500 North Rock Road. Hoffman owns the rest of land in the park, just north of K96 and Rock Road, home to several businesses, including Progressive Home Health and Hospice and Lazo Law Offices. Westar Energy launching a new program for businesses. Westar has received approval from the Kansas Corporation Commission for a renewable energy program. It would allow companies to buy wind energy from a wind farm northeast of Manhattan. Westar has a 20-year agreement with an affiliate of Next Era Energy Resources to buy energy from that wind farm. And a Wichita group of young leaders wants to talk some more about the report provided by James Chung a few weeks ago. Connecting ICT is organizing a discussion at the Kansas Leadership Center. Member Dan Schert says Chung talks about Wichita's challenges, and he says the Connecting ICT group is able to have an impact on those challenges. Discussion scheduled for July 26th. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Oh, you know about the story this morning about the Papa John's chairman. This is the guy. Yeah. This guy did the ads on TV, right, Ted? For the pizza, the dark haired guy. He resigned because he apparently said the N word at one of their training sessions. And you know, I don't think we've had any training session like that here, but I have been at places where they did train you on things like. Sexual behavior and how you're supposed to do that. I don't remember anything about about racism, but I suppose companies do that, and they try to be careful about it. And he was apparently said the word he wasn't supposed to say, and away he's going.
Mm. And I heard you guys talking about it. That's right. There are consequences.
Yeah, you can do these things, but you may have to pay for them.
Right.
Today is National Simplicity Day.
Hmm.
Author, naturalist, philosopher, historian, tax resister, abolitionist, development critic, surveyor, and leading transcendentalist Henry David Thoreau, born on July 12, 1817.
Sounds complicated.
This honors Thoreau, an advocate for living a life of simplicity. Thoreau is well known by many for his book Walden, a reflection upon simple life in natural surroundings there on Walden Pond. And, you know, I was exposed to Thoreau at a young age, and I happen to believe a lot of what he talked about and wrote about.
There you go. Yeah.
Keep
minimalist.
The old KISS KISS theory, keep it simple, stupid. And I've run across this in every aspect of my life. In fact, going clear back to when we played football, the simpler it was, the better we played.
Yep.
Nothing too complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you just execute. But, simple. So I don't, I've never owned a lot of stuff. You know, these people who say, well, I'm going to get me a house down in Florida. And all this, all that stuff begins to, you know, you become a slave to those things and those consequences of, you know, ex-wives and things like that. You got to keep
A lot of times you just accumulate things over the course of years, and all of a sudden you've got closets that are full, storage areas that are full.
I know. Well,
simplistically, just get rid of all that stuff.
Well, my wife is a big fan of Thoreau. She married a very simple-minded man. We'll just put it that way.
Okay. Nicely done.
Embracing the simplicity.
Oh, yeah. She
embraces it on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. She's a celebrant of Thoreau. Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the latest on President Trump's meetings in Europe. Ted's got sports.
Yeah, new athletic director introduced up in Lawrence for KU yesterday. We'll hear some of his introductory press conference coming up in sports.
Plus your entertainment news on the bar, right, Ted?
35 minutes away, all the entertainment news you need is coming your way.
Weather and traffic on the way. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.